attention. Santa Rose is when they think you need to smile. I can't control myself because I don't know how. When they love me for it, honestly, I'll be here for a while. So give them blood. Oh, well, if it isn't Mr. Guardman come to check in on me. Don't worry. I didn't sneak anything in this time. I just play the music in my head. Are you here to confiscate my head, sir? Are you gonna cut off my head? Then what's the problem? What are you doing? Unless you're going to stick me with some meds, you'd best leave. Don't want anybody to suspect any misbehavior. Seriously, you're invading my space. Get out. Get out! All right, then. Oh, it's all fun and games till someone has a fucking screw against your eye. I told you. You should have left. Now I'll just settle with my knees on your hands while I straddle you. But this screw's gonna stay right against your eye. Is this what you came here for? Going to abuse the crazy girl? Oh, you're crazier than I am if you thought that would work. No, don't squirm. My hand will slip and your eye will just pop. Oh, I was getting bored, so I guess this was good timing. But I was also going to nap, and I do hate when my naps are interrupted. Well, I have a plaything now, so maybe we're even. But you did try to manhandle me, which I do not appreciate in the slightest. So then, if I just rub against you, for a man pinned with his eye about to be gouged out, you're pretty hard. I'm surprised you like me that much. Do you know why I'm in self-confinement? No? Oh, no wonder you made a stupid move. Well, one, I like my privacy. I don't like my naps interrupted. I like to sing here and there. And, well, I take it upon myself to free certain prisoners early. As in, my last little roommate. Oh, she looks so sad. No life in her eyes at all. Of course, they said that's because she was paired with me, but I know different, yes. So when night came, I got a screw a little longer than this and just got rid of those sad-looking eyes. Oh, she was... Well, I can't say she was fine, but... I do hope she didn't make it. See, I like finding people like me who are just so depressed and trapped by life. And then I just use a knife or anything sharp and just free them, you know? Free their souls from this awful, awful earth. If only you'd tried to do that to me, I might have let you get away with it. I yearned for freedom as well. But I have to admit, being the one capturing and holding down a victim, it has its perks. And well, I suppose I'll unwrap more. I've never committed rape before, but in this case, well, there's a first time for everything. So then, let me just yank and pull at your useless clothes. I wonder what the other guards will think. Will they laugh at you? Or will they maybe be jealous? I bite most of them, you see. I really don't like being disturbed. But this... this is all right, I suppose. Your quiet, warm feeling. Of course, I can't move too much. I have to keep you under me and also keep the nail against your eye. So, that leaves us a bit tied, don't you think? But that's fine. I had no intent of sucking you off, if that's what you were hoping for. Just, well... let me think while I just slide you inside me. Which, there you go, making another mistake. You stuck your dick in crazy. Well, there are other things I could do while I'm just holding you down. I could... maybe carve my little signature right below your eye. Maybe a teardrop. But, oh, you are filled with vigor, aren't you? I can feel you twitching inside me. Oh. That's it then. Do I want to mark you or... spare you. Well, let me bounce a bit while I think on that. Try not to make any noise unless it's moaning or begging. Not that anyone will hear. Is this what you were hoping for? A secret fuck no one would know about. We'll see. Oh, we'll see. If you can pleasure me enough. Oh. Oh. It's been a while since I've had a toy. Very. I'd be tempted to shove my tits in your face, but what if you bit me and then I'd have to kill you? Oh, then I'd have to try necrophilia. That's not anything I planned today. Not at all. So behave. I'm only... kinky to an extent, you know? Which reminds me, I don't get off on blood either. I just like leaving reminders is all. And having them left on me, but you're in no position to inflict anything on me. Oh. Oh. Oh, that's good. Maybe this is what I've needed. A bit of stress relief. Maybe I won't bite you. Not enough to leave too much of a mark. Oh. Oh, so good. Oh. Do you want to kiss? Well, again, if you bite me, that'll be a disastrous ending. Disastrous. But maybe I can trust you for just one. Or two. Three. Four. Five. I have an idea. Let's play a little game. I'll keep on bouncing as I am, having my fun with you. And if you can resist coming until I count down from 10, we'll make a little deal, and maybe we'll meet again if you behave. But I'll go faster this time. It's no good without a challenge. Alright, focus on me, and maybe focusing on the screw over your eye will help too. I do like to play fair for the most part. Now then, let me ride you, and we'll begin. 10. Don't come, I might want to see you again. 9. Your dick does have a good shape to it. 8. Maybe you would taste good if I bite other places. 7. Oh, and maybe have you suck my nipples. You might be a good pet. 6. Oh, I can feel your pre. Maybe it's my wetness. This is an exciting game. Where was I? 6. No, it was 5. Are you sure? 5. Beg for me, will you? So nice to hear begging from someone other than myself. 4. Well then, just a bit longer or I'll draw it out. Do you like my tits just under your face, just out of reach? 3. Not too long now. Oh, we'll strike a very good deal. 2. Oh, I might come with you. Oh, you feel so excited. Just a little longer. 1. Yes, let it out. So, oh, yes, that's... Oh, that's perfect. Oh, this is almost as thrilling as the kills I've done. Okay. Well, let me slide you out. But don't move. I'm keeping the screw against your eye till you're out of my cage. So stupid, just coming into an animal's cage with nothing to offer. Which brings me to our little deal. Get up now. You can visit me again, but I want chocolate. Apparently it's a good libido booster, and well... They say I should develop a hobby other than imagining where to stick certain needles and knives. They even took away my little rag doll. Can you believe it? Well, I'll keep your tasks very simple. Just bring me a candy bar when you come. You know what they say. Snickers satisfies. All right, then. Go on. Oh, I want a nap. And no one will know unless you tell them. I advise you don't. But we'll see what happens. I do love a bit of unpredictability, don't you?